Back here to start the fourth quarter. I want to correct something. That last completion, he rotated in. Tough to see sometimes because players have jerseys bunched up. Greg DePue has taken over at the quarterback spot. He had that last completion as well to Davenport, and he will run the offense here for at least the next little bit. We see him for the entire part of the fourth quarter. Or Brandon Hill, who we don't think is injured, comes back in.
He has been ineffective, though.
DePue, who was among those competing for the job this past spring and preseason, now gets a crack here to work with the first unit. Gets the snap, going to hand it off to Asante off the right side. And KB will take it to the 43-yard line. Gain of 3 and make it 2nd and 7.
You mentioned DePue was in that quarterback battle with Terrence Scanlon, Ben Onette, Charlie Vellis. Emerged as the backup to Brandon Hill, and here getting his first playing time in a Monmouth uniform.
6'4", 220, a senior with another year of eligibility from Morris Plains, New Jersey. Went to Parsippany Hills High School. Sets the offense here with 3 wide receivers and Fable into the game. They'll go Fable, wheel route, catches the ball at the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. 43-yard strike from Greg DePue to Zach Fable, and Monmouth back on the scoreboard here. Make it 45-12. Nice pattern run. Kind of caught Liberty napping a little bit, and DePue put it right on the money.
You called it perfectly. Wheel route. Fable, who was in to block, released outside, beat his man, able to get to that end zone. And how about Greg DePue? All he's done is come in, 2 for 2 and a touchdown.
And Fable with his first reception as a collegiate player, able to take it in for a score. Nice way to start for him.
Second big play. Remember, he had that big onside kick return and his first touchdown.
Spillane on for the extra point. Out of the hold of Charlie Vellis. Hits the upright. And comes back the other way. No good. Don't see many from Spillane, especially after a touchdown, that have that happen. Sometimes it does. Hits the upright. No good. Liberty 45, Monmouth 12. We're back in 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press by dialing 1-800-822-9770 or visiting them online at app.com/subscribe. And we'd also like to thank our premier sponsors and close friends from World Subaru on Shrewsbury Avenue in Sinton Falls, Coca-Cola, McClune's Restaurants, and Surf Taco for their tremendous support all season long, not only here on the Shore Sports Network, but on campus at Monmouth University.
Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti back here from Liberty University. 14 minutes, 12 seconds remaining in this fourth quarter. Hawks getting themselves on the scoreboard. 42-yard strike from Greg DePue to Zach Fable. 4-play, 75-yard drive that took up 1:48 of the clock. The extra point, however, no good. Hitting the upright and coming back.
Monmouth now 0-for-2 for extra points. Spillane didn't get a chance to kick the first one. Bad snap, but missing the second one.
Lucas Santangelo will come on, set the kickoff here from the 35-yard line.
I think that's the best band song you can play, by the way.
High end-over-end kick. Fielded about 3 yards back in the end zone, and Liberty will hang onto it back there and have it come out for the touchback. Out to the 25-yard line. Let's see what the Flames do here. Up comfortably in the fourth quarter, and with some tough games obviously coming up on the schedule, starting next week with Morgan State and then a couple of real good ones with Richmond and ODU on the road. If they start perhaps to make a couple of substitutions.
Matt, talking to some of their guys this week, they've even said it. They have circled that Richmond game as their early season championship kind of game.
Javon Shashadi has come on, the backup quarterback. Play action here. We'll dump it into the flat near side. Catch is made by Pete Gagliardi, the backup tight end. Good gain out to the 38-yard line. And that will go as a first down, 13-yard hookup.
So some reserves in now for Liberty. Still going to run their normal offense. Play action there on first down. I know Matt mentioned it earlier. Monmouth, their next opponent, Lehigh at home next week, 1 p.m. kick.
Straight eye formation, split wide receiver set. Shashadi up with her center. Here's the fake reverse. Ball fumbled, popped up in the air. And I believe Monmouth has it. It was tipped up once, twice, went pretty high in the air. And I think number 50, Peyton Minnick, able to come off the bottom of the pile with it. And will give Monmouth the football back. That's exactly who it is. Minnick on the fumble recovery. So MU will get it back, and they'll have it in good field position. First and 10 from the Liberty 43-yard line.
Minnick, Matt, continues his pretty solid game. The freshman linebacker had a couple of nice plays in the first half. Here, getting a fumble recovery, and we'll see what Monmouth can do. Again, trailing 45-12, but Monmouth can try to, Matt, get momentum going to win next week's game in this fourth quarter. Greg DePue solid already, completing both of his passes, including a long touchdown.
DePue back on here to run the offense. Three wide receiver package, wanting to throw. Play action, hangs in the pocket, goes over the middle. That's intercepted. There is a flag down, however. Two flags. This very likely could be pass interference on Liberty. Sterling, the intended target, looked like he got held just about as he was getting set to get up for the football. It was a little underthrown, but it is pass interference called against number 21, Wesley Scott, the freshman from Lorton, Virginia. So Monmouth will get the benefit of a pretty sizable penalty coming up. It'll be an automatic first down.
Shame DePue didn't put a little more air under that football, as he could have put the coaching staff in the position to decline that penalty, because if that's lofted over the top, it's an easy touchdown for Neil Sterling. But nevertheless, that play never happened.
Sterling will go out formation to the right. Ball set at the 28-yard line. 15-yard penalty is how it's whistled. Fable, tight end to the left, two receivers to the left. Here's the give to Hayes. Got a blocker in front of him, and then upended at the 24-yard line after a four-yard pickup. It'll be second and six. 2 minutes ticked off here in the fourth quarter. Fans starting to filter out a little bit, but much of the 19,000 that started the game still here.
Yeah, still a strong contingent over there. I can't see underneath, but across the way we see that student section, which is still very much vibrant and still very much here.
This time it'll be Sumlin and Phillips off to the left. Sterling up top to the right. DePue play action. Again, wants to go down the seam. He's got a man. Fable couldn't hang on to it. Would have caught it at the three and could have almost fallen into the end zone for a touchdown. Did get bumped as the ball got there, but certainly a catchable ball there. And it will set up third and six.
The last one that DePue threw was underthrown. Credit him here. This one right on the money. Strong driving throw down the seam, right in Fable's breadbasket. Couldn't catch it. Matt said it. He would have fallen into the end zone had he caught it.
12:32 to go. Fable getting extended playing time here. McLafferty left with an undisclosed injury. Haven't gotten any word any more than what we saw him just hobbling off. Three wide receivers set. DePue wants to throw. Slings it to the outside. Sumlin will make the catch. Tough grab, but Sumlin able to haul it in. But it will be short of a first down. Better throw, probably leading him a little bit. Would have had it. And a little bit more. Fourth and one. Monmouth certainly will go for it here.
It wasn't... the throw wasn't that bad. Eric Sumlin's got to keep his feet, turn it upfield, make a play. Monmouth will keep the offense on the field here.
Double tight end set for the Hawks this time around. They'll bring in Morrow as an extra blocker set to the right side of the formation. Hayes the single back. Hayes will get it off the right side. Hayes will have the first down. There is a flag down, however. Thrown in the vicinity of a hold, and that's exactly what it will be. Brandon Sook, the third tight end, came in as a blocker. He is whistled for a hold in the Monmouth backfield, so that first down run from Hayes negated and will come back.
I don't know about you, Matt. Fourth and six, and MU kept it on the ground there. And they would have picked it up had it not been for the holding penalty. But now, as you said, fourth and listed at fourth and 11, spot foul.
And now a long field goal attempt will take place from Spillane out of the hold of Charlie Vellis from the 36-yard line. So call this a 46-yarder from the right hash mark. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. It's drifting and good. Spillane able to just get it up over the top of the crossbar and put three up on the board for Monmouth with a 46-yard field goal. Good boot that time from the senior from Colts Neck. 45-15, 11-18 to go in the fourth quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Hawks fans, we'd like to remind you that 2013 Monmouth football season and single game tickets available. Actually, Matt, let me correct myself. We've sold out of season tickets for the year, but single game tickets as well as group packages are now available by calling the Monmouth Athletics Ticketing Office at 732-263-5735. Again, that's 732-263-5735, or by emailing hawktickets@monmouth.edu. Pick up your home opener tickets. Lehigh next week, 1 p.m.
That 46-yard field goal from Eric Spillane tying a career high. He had a 45-yarder last week against Montana State, hit a 46-yarder against St. Francis back in 2010. So that 46-yarder here tonight, tying his career high, continues to move himself up the scoring board in the Monmouth career annals. Has an opportunity before the end of the season to likely be the second highest scorer in school history. Santangelo with the kick, booms this one high and deep. It will be brought out. It's Abner, hit at the 19-yard line by Tyler Thompson covering the kick well. They'll spot it at the 20 with 11:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Liberty 45 and Monmouth 15.
We'll see what the Hawk defense can do here. Kind of misleading. Liberty does have those 45 points, but Monmouth defensively has played well tonight. They've only allowed the Flames 3 yards per carry on their rushing attempts, and they do have one interception and one fumble recovery in this contest.
Backup quarterback Javon Shashati will stay into the game. Pitch it off to his left. This is DJ Abner with it. Run out of bounds. Runs out of room as he takes it to the wide side of the field at about the 23, maybe the 24. 4-yard pickup. With that kick, by the way, Spillane moves into third place by himself. Now 211 total points. Moves past Chris Reed. Good running back in the 90s. And Matt Merklinger, also good running back in the 90s and into the early part of the 2000s. Each had 210 career points. Next up on the list, Miles Austin.
Ever heard of him?
216 points. So Spillane 5 away from tying the Cowboys wide receiver and 6 away from moving into second place. He would need a whole other career to probably equal the scoring of David Sinise. Quick pass to the outside is hauled in and caught close to a first down. Mama's starting to get some new players in defensively into the game. Javon Moore, the freshman corner, just made that last tackle.
Matt, we talked about it driving down, myself along with you and Gary Kowal, the newest member of the Monmouth Athletic Department in the communications office, looking at some of the numbers. You know, as good as Julian Hayes has been, and he's going to have a great career here. He already has one at Monmouth. He's going to be second by a mile to the numbers that David Sinise put up.
Talk about it after this third down play. On third and one, Abner again will get the carry. Hit in the backfield. Referee's running in. I think he's going to be just shy of it. Needed to get to the 30 and not going to have it. It's going to be fourth down and short. And the Liberty punt team will come on. So Talk about what Sinisi was statistic-wise when he left Monmouth. His rushing attempts, by far and away, better than anybody's else. 963 times he touched the ball on the ground. Rushing yardage, 5,049 he finished with, as Liberty set to punt here, coming up on the 9-minute mark. High hanging punt from Bowden. Phillips will call for a fair catch and make it at the 20-yard line. In second place, with 2,239 yards, Chris Reed. So figure that, 5049, and then second place, 2239. That's
a whole other really good career.
A huge disparity. You could double that, and you still wouldn't have the yardage that Sinisi had in his four-year career here at Monmouth. Now, as you mentioned, Hayes, who started this season with 1599, he's up now over 1700 for his career. Rest of this year, and the obviously whole next season as well, anticipated very likely to be number two. But to be anywhere close to number one, Julian could have a great next rest of this season and all of next year and maybe get to 3,000 yards.
It just shows you how great, and we use that term, I think, too much as broadcasters and members of the media, in air quotes, but Dave really was a great, great player for Monmouth University. And look at his touchdown numbers as well. He was versatile. He did a little bit of everything. Good receiver out of the backfield. And really had some big, big games. The one that comes to mind was that Old Dominion game when he seemingly carried it every single play when Monmouth beat the Monarchs a couple of years ago down in Norfolk.
72 total touchdowns is how he finished his career. 65 of those came on the ground. After the game tonight, we'll break this one down with a post-game show. We'll take a look around the country as well with scores in the top 25 and also at the FCS level. 9:07 to go. Monmouth has it first and 10 from the 20-yard line. DePue hands things off here to Asante, who will get ridden out of bounds at the 25-yard line. 5-yard pickup. Make it second and 5.
5-yard gain. It'll be second and 5.
First team offensive line still in right now for the Hawks. Still trying to, I think, piece things together a little bit. Even though there's a lot of experience on that line, they have some of their struggles here tonight. DePue, play action. Wants to throw, eludes the rush, will tuck it and run, pick up a first down, get to the 31-yard line. He'll have a gain of 6, and the chains will move here for the Hawks. 8:36 and now running, coming up on 8.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Liberty 45, Monmouth 15. Hawks at home next week against Lehigh. Three wide receivers set. DePue waiting for the snap. Play action. Rolling off to his right. Pressure coming. Eludes the rush. Wanted Fable. Threw it behind him a little bit. Unable to make the connection. Falls as an incompletion. And it'll be second and 10.
Mentioned that Lehigh team, and we've talked about it. They got their first win in their first game this season. 51-44 over former NEC foe of the Hawks, Central Connecticut State. Matt, Lehigh outscored the Blue Devils in the fourth quarter 20-3 before getting that overtime win. Could have a shootout on our hands a week from tonight at 1 p.m. back at Kessler.
Yeah, that was a game that seemingly Central had wrapped up. Would have been an upset. Lehigh in the top 25 to begin the season and in week two. DePue wanting to throw, goes over the middle, finds a nice little hole in the zone and makes the connection to Thaddeus Richards, who will haul it into the 38-yard line. Gain of 7, and you can make it 3rd and 3.
Still positive with the offense here. DePue now is 3 out of 5 throwing the football. Make it 4 out of 6. 71 yards, has that touchdown.
Third down and 3. Ball set from the right hash mark. Twins right, single receiver left for DePue. Moves Asante off to his left. Here comes the pressure. DePue hangs in there. Catch made by Richards. He's got a seam down the far sideline. And we'll get down inside of Liberty territory. Take it down to the 38-yard line. Able to shake off of a tackle and get good extra yardage. They'll actually give him one more. Put it to the 37.
Matt, this game has sort of taken a similar arc to last week's game. And if Monmouth scores here and the score remains that way, it'll even have a similar final score.
DePue 5 of 7 in limited duty tonight with the touchdown. 96 yards worth of offense. Gets the snap here. Again, wanting to throw. Rolling right, running out of time, and then gets drilled. Back to the 40-yard line. 3-yard loss. Wesley Scott coming up to make the tackle. Not quite sure, as we watch the replay, why DePue didn't ultimately throw it away.
He kept waiting for a receiver to clear, and while he was waiting and waiting, Liberty defenders just made a beeline right towards the 1 and the 8 on his chest.
Second and 13 after the 3-yard loss. A little more than 6 minutes remaining. Asante gets it, cuts up quick, spins forward, spins again, gets down to the 30-yard line, gets back good yardage here to make third down pretty manageable. It'll be third and 2 from the 30-yard line. Monmouth needs to get to about the just outside the 27, so third down here and a long 2 set up. Asante getting some good carries here. That latest gain for 11 yards. He's got now 43 on the night. He will stay in as the single back. Three wide in the game, two left, one up top to the right. DePue wanting to throw, in trouble, and will get sacked. Liberty reading the play very well. Monmouth tried something quick over the top, didn't have it, and then DePue tried to bounce back and just didn't have anywhere to go.
Kind of just stood in the pocket and waited for two receivers to clear over the middle. And again, the Liberty pass rush did not wait, just like the play before.
Nolan Spicer was the man on that last sack. Redshirt sophomore, defensive lineman. Trips package off to the right side. Monmouth will go for it on 4th and 7. DePue looking down the field, airs it out. Got a man in the end zone, batted away at the last second. Had Davenport put it in a spot that was a catchable ball, but good last second coverage laid on by Justin Gilroy. Not sure that DePue could have put this in much better of a spot than he did. Just a nice defensive play at the end.
Tell you what, it actually should have been caught. But you're right. Credit Gilroy for getting the hand in there near the last minute of that play. But I'll tell you, Matt, DePue's thrown some good balls tonight. He had the interception that was taken away due to a pass interference penalty. He's 5 of 8, 96 yards and a touchdown. Combine that with Brandon Hill's 7 of 17 for 97 and a score with 3 picks. Really not a lot of offensive numbers either way, even though Liberty's got a 41-15 lead. Josh Woodrum had a good game for the Flames, 13 out of 19, 237, 2 scores and an interception, but neither squad able to run the football effectively. But Matt, what we've noticed is Liberty's dominance in the front 7 defensively has really been the difference. It was that, and then they made big plays over the top. And that was really the key in this game.
Big plays, some Monmouth turnovers, pretty costly as turnovers usually are. Always will come back kind of to bite you in the end. 45-15 up on the board right now. 4:40 to go in this fourth quarter.
You know, Matt, taking a look at the lead. If I do it again, just flick me in the ear. The Liberty roster, They got three players from the Garden State on their team, including one Shore Conference product and a reserve linebacker. That's Chris Mayo from Neptune.
Went to St. John Vianney High School. Mayo did, had a nice career there. Yeah, it's come down here and kind of carved out a niche for himself. Backup linebacker, as Eddie said, gets some special teams time. Liberty offense coming back on, just waiting for the okay TV-wise to get things back up and rolling. Shashati up under center will check over to the sideline. Change of play again. Double tight end set, single receiver off to the right. Here's the give up the middle. It's again to Abner, who is hit at the line of scrimmage and driven back. Irizarry among the first on the scene. And Javon Moore coming in from the corner spot to make part of the tackle as well.
One of those young Hawks. Moore, freshman, getting some time. And Matt, this is as good a year as any if you're a Monmouth Hawk to get real good playing experience.
And see what you have with some of these young guys. Kevin Butler is another guy who's getting some action right now, number 38. Playing a safety spot from Piscataway, New Jersey. Abner off to the races here. Carroll able to corral him around midfield. Ran through one tackle, DJ Abner did, but taken down at the Liberty 49-yard line. Good gain on the play, however. 15-yard pickup. It'll be first down. As the Flames continue to move forward here. Yeah, I would agree. If you've got some young guys that are going to help you make this transition from NEC at this scholarship level in the mid-30s to getting close to the 60 scholarship limit within the next year, you got to see what they have. And are they going to be players that can really kind of help you push things forward a little bit?
I would agree. And this being the year, again, Monmouth is still eligible for the FCS playoffs at an at-large, but if you, and as the year goes on, it maybe becomes evident that that's not a realistic possibility. Why wouldn't you see what you have in some of the younger players that you brought in that could potentially help you in year two or three in the Big South?
Five-man front shown here by Monmouth on second down and one. Abner again with the carry. Will run it right into the middle of the line, get to the 40-yard line. That'll be enough for the first down. What side of the window is that thing on?
It's not. Thankfully, it's on the other side, but it's frightening, isn't it?
Yikes. Big bug on the outside part of the window.
It's also not budging.
Camera guy's going to hear you and turn around, be aggravated with you in a second.
Well, I'm terrified of this bug that's currently eyeing me down.
2:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. Liberty trying to just run things out here. They are giving their second team kind of a good crack at maybe a scoring opportunity. Monmouth trying to tighten the screws down defensively to wrap things up. Fumbled pitch to the outside. Ball still loose. And then finally covered by Shashati, the quarterback. Bad pitch to the outside for Abner. And big loss on the play. Back to the 48-yard line where it'll bring up a second down and 18.
Talked about it before, but worth mentioning again, the home opener next week against Lehigh, 1 p.m. at Kessler Field. To get your tickets, 732-263-5735. The first of four home games this year.
You're not many on the schedule with, again, kind of the weird year as an independent. A lot of road games on the schedule this season. Monmouth will be home against Lehigh, Robert Morris, Cornell, and Duquesne. Abner into the middle of the line again. Again, nice defensive play made. Good work by the interior part of the line. Corey Neal, number 70, off the bottom part of the pile. That will make it third and 18 for Liberty. We are at the 62nd mark here in the fourth quarter. Flames will even up their record at 1-1. Monmouth will fall to 0-2. Liberty will continue a pretty good stretch here. Minus last year, they've now won 10 of their last 11 home openers. Pitch to the outside. Abner has it, taken down at the 46-yard line. Gain of 2. We'll set up a fourth down and long. I'm not sure that Liberty will bother bringing the punt team on here. They may just wait for the play clock to wind down and run a play or take a knee. There's only about a 2 or 3 second max differential between the play clock and the game clock. Or maybe even just take a delay of game penalty and then snap the ball.
Yeah, they're just kind of standing around. The quarterback's not near the huddle as there's now 6 seconds and 5 on the clock. They will call timeout with 4.4.
I don't know that bringing the punt team on does anybody a whole lot of good at this point, but with the timeout taken, we'll take a quick break as well. 4 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Liberty 45, Monmouth 15. We're back in 30 seconds with more Monmouth football on the Shore Sports Network. Final snap of the game here as Liberty comes back on. They'll run a play. They'll give it to Abner, who goes to his left, trying to reverse field, come to his right. Nothing doing there, and that's how the game will end. But a successful home opening night for the Flames of Liberty as they shoot off some more fireworks, and the Flames on top of the scoreboard to our left go off as well. And it will be a win for Liberty. 45-15, our final score. Flames going to 1-1. Monmouth falling to 0-2.
Unfortunately for the Hawks, a very similar game to last week's opener at Montana State. Final score-wise, this one 45-15. The difference in this one, Matt, instead of the opposition doing their damage in the first and second quarter, Liberty did the bulk of their harm in the second and third quarter. After a 9-6 opening 15 minutes of football, Liberty outscores Monmouth over the second and third quarter, 36-0. They don't score in the fourth quarter. Monmouth does get 9 points on the board, but ultimately falls. It was 42-24 a week ago, 45-15 tonight.
Tough two-game stretch here for Monmouth to get this 2013 season up and running. Certainly not what you were hoping for. Maybe a split would have been nice, or you know, something just a little bit closer along the way. But now Monmouth does have the advantage of knowing they will return home, and you know, with four home games, you got to want to take advantage of each and every one of them. So MU will have that opportunity next week when they will open things up at Kessler Field with a 1 o'clock kickoff set for Lehigh. 45-15, our final score here. We will take our first time out, come back to start the postgame show. We'll kick it off with a scoreboard from around the country and also have final stats, thoughts, and a look ahead next week to the Mountain Hawks coming to town and taking on the MU Hawks at Kessler Field. Back in 2 minutes on the postgame show. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Scala's Pizzeria is a proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks. For great pizza and more, give them a call, 732-222-8728, or visit them online at scalaspizzeria.com.
Liberty 45, Monmouth 15, your final score here tonight from Lynchburg, Virginia, one of several games taking place on a busy Saturday from around the country in college football. We take a quick peek first at the top 25 scoreboard. With games in progress, Oklahoma leading West Virginia by a score of 13-7, Texas A&M 65, Sam Houston State 28, LSU all over UAB 42-17, Michigan leading Notre Dame to start the third quarter 27-13, BYU 17, Texas 15, games still yet to kick off. Washington State will be at number 25 USC, number 5 Stanford, home for San Jose State. Finals including Nebraska over Southern Miss 56-13, Northwestern 48 and Syracuse 27. Also earlier in the day today, Louisville rolling over Eastern Kentucky 44 to 7. It was Miami beating number 12 Florida 21-16. TCU over Southeastern Louisiana 38-17. Oklahoma State 56, Texas San Antonio 35, Wisconsin 48, Tennessee Tech 0, Clemson 52, South Carolina State 13, Ohio State 42, San Diego State 7, Oregon 59, and Virginia 10. Baylor beating up on Buffalo 70-13, and it was Georgia taking out South Carolina 41-30. Interesting that the lights just went out all around the field. Fortunately not, though, up here in the press box. Teams that Monmouth will face a bit later on this season. Robert Morris today beat Morgan State 31-14. It was Lehigh beating Central Connecticut State 51-44 in double overtime. Bryan topping Assumption 34-7. Duquesne getting nipped by Dayton with a late field goal 23-20. And Lafayette falling to Sacred Heart. The Pioneers winning that one to go to 2-0, 26-24. Georgia Southern, one of the top teams in the country, beating St. Francis, Pennsylvania by a score of 59-17. And one score of note, having a little fun with a team that we played last week, Montana State on the road in Dallas taking on SMU, a FBS school. And right now, the Bobcats leading going into the third quarter 22-19.
Said it all week. Montana State was going to go into Dallas and have the chance, and most likely, in my opinion, pull the upset, joining those FCS schools. There were seven of them, Matt, last week to beat FBS programs.
That's our out-of-town scoreboard. It's presented by Coke Zero, the real Coke taste of zero calories. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. 45-15, the final score here is Liberty tops Monmouth to go to 1-1 of the season. Hawks falling to 0-2. We'll step out, take a 60-second timeout. We'll come back with final stats and thoughts on this one and a look ahead to next week's game against Lehigh. We'll do it all after this quick pause on the Shore Sports Network. And we welcome you back here from Lynchburg, Virginia, where Liberty able to take out Monmouth tonight, 45-15, our final score. Our final stats of the night presented by McLoone's Restaurant. Visit McLoone's.com for information on all of their great locations. Our thanks to McLoone's for their sponsorship tonight of Monmouth University football. Final look at stats. We'll do it quickly. Liberty, good numbers offensively tonight, 66 total plays for 399 total yards. The run-pass split, 122-277. Desmond Rice led the way on the ground. He had 50 yards and a touchdown. DJ Abner with the score tonight as well, as did Clifton Richardson. So all three of the top backs for Liberty able to punch one into the end zone tonight. Josh Woodrum, the starting quarterback, 13 of 19 for 237 yards, had two touchdowns and an interception. Dante Shells, four catches, 68 yards. Darren Peterson, three for 124. Two big touchdown passes as well. Had the one long one for 85 yards. Defensively, both Nick Sigmon and Jimmy O'Grady leading the way with five tackles on the night. On the Mama side of the ledger, 54 total plays for 280 yards, 87 on the ground, 193 through the air. Julian Hayes had 46 total yards. KB Asante, 43. Not a great night tonight for the guys rushing the football. The quarterback play tonight, spotty as well. Brandon Hill, 7 of 17 for 97 yards, had a touchdown and three interceptions, one of which brought back for a touchdown. Greg DePue, 5 of 8 for 96 yards. He had a touchdown pass tonight as well. Mike McLafferty, before leaving with an injury, three catches, 25 yards, and a touchdown. Thaddeus Richards, 3 for 31. Neil Sterling, 3 for 23. Zach Fable, the one catch, the first in his collegiate career, 1 for 42, and the score. Eric Spillane had a career high tonight with a 46-yard field goal. On the evening defensively, Gary Onakuzi with 9 total tackles. Clark Coe had 8, the top two players defensively tonight for MU.
And those statistics again brought to you by McLoone's Restaurants. Visit McLoone's.com for more information on all of their great locations as well as catering information.
You know, you look at these numbers, Eddie, and obviously some of the ones that jump out at you, at least for me, we kind of talked about it. One of the bright spots last week for Monmouth in the loss was the running game, especially for Julian Hayes, and how important that would be to kind of set the tone for the offense here tonight. And tonight was not the night that the running game was really anticipating and probably needed to have.
Yeah, Matt, the Liberty front seven defensively, especially those four defensive linemen, really dictated the whole outset of the game from inside the trenches. And Monmouth was only able to run the ball 29 times for 87 yards. That's an average of right around 3 yards a carry. It was Monmouth's inability to pick up quality yardage on the ground that put the quarterbacks in this game for the Hawks behind the eight ball.
And you talk about the big stretch of this football game. After being up 9-6 when Monmouth had gotten themselves on the scoreboard with the touchdown pass from Hill to McLafferty, Liberty scored 5 times in a row to go up 45-6. You know, you just can't do that, really, in a game and expect to be competitive unless you're just going to continue to give up field goals. Monmouth didn't do that. They gave up a lot of big plays and a lot of touchdowns. Turned out to really be the difference in the game tonight.
Yeah, that second and third quarter really was Monmouth undoing. Outside of that, they outscored Liberty 15-9, but those two quarters in the middle, that 30 minutes, Liberty outscored the Hawks 36-0, and they really showed why a lot of people around here think this is a playoff-caliber team with some aspirations beyond that just initial first-round bid.
Yeah, a team that really wants to get themselves into the playoffs, looking to win the Big South perhaps outright this year so they don't have to worry about any issues in terms of playoff scenarios or tiebreakers. Next week, Liberty back here at home against Morgan State. Their Big South schedule will commence on the 19th of October against Coastal Carolina, a team that they tied for the league championship along with Stony Brook from a year ago. Take a quick peek at our upcoming game next week, presented by Coach USA. Coach USA driven with pride. It will be Lehigh coming back to town, which seemingly now seems to be a bit of an annual game between the two teams. Monmouth and Lehigh have played the last couple of years, and I think that will continue, especially with our new president being a past faculty member of Lehigh University. So certainly it seems like it makes a whole lot of sense. It'll be a Lehigh team that comes in off of a win, which they put a lot of points on the board today, though in fact, they did have double overtime to do that, but a win nonetheless, but showed a penchant for also giving up some points. Important stretch here for Monmouth. You know, you think they've got Lehigh at home and then Columbia and Holy Cross on the road. You know, even if you can kind of put these two games behind you, which I know isn't the easiest thing to do, it's certainly easy to say it, but three winnable games coming up, I think, for Monmouth on the schedule.
Yeah, Monmouth began the season, Matt, these first two games at Montana State, at Liberty, taking, I think we'd all agree, a step up in class. Now, and Lehigh still is as well, but you get back into a more familiar opponent, one that you're used to playing. The Hawks have played the Mountain Hawks a lot of years in a row, especially recently. They go back home. Look at their result today. They do beat a Central team that wasn't thought of very highly in the Northeast Conference. They were picked among the bottom rung of teams, and they put up 44. Monmouth, we think, has this good offense. We'd like to see it now against maybe a defense that is a little suspect, not nearly as good as the Bobcats and the Flames, and see what the Hawks will do against them. Now we also have to see, and you kind of commented to me off the air, who the quarterback will be next week when Monmouth returns home.
Yeah, you wonder if this was just an opportunity maybe to see Depew in action with some of the first-teamers, although it happened late third and into the fourth quarter. But Brandon Hill did struggle tonight. Three interceptions to go along with two in week one's game to Montana State, so five in the opening couple games. That's too many times to turn the football over. Next week when we are back on the air, a good old-fashioned 1 o'clock kickoff from Kessler Field in West Long Branch. We'll put the night games on hold for a week. We do have one more night contest coming up. That will be the following week up at Holy Cross. a long drive home ahead of us, but a fun day nonetheless to come down here and see a first-class facility in Lynchburg, and the folks at Liberty University certainly very hospitable to us, as we appreciate their warm wishes here, and very complimentary not only to Monmouth and the staff, but the coaching staff and the players, and I think they're looking forward to having us be members of the Big South next year.
Yeah, partner, looking forward to making this trip every other year. Obviously, we'll come back down next year, but everyone here, first-class facility, first-class operation. We didn't get a chance to mention it during the broadcast, but the gentleman who showed us to our broadcast booth and brought us upstairs, just the athletic director here at Liberty. Very nice man. Looking forward to starting this up as a conference opponent next season.
Now come on up. I'll show you where you guys have to go.
You plug in over here. Your TV's here. It was great.
Yeah, you should be all set. So as we say goodnight here from Lynchburg, Virginia, on the Liberty University campus, a couple of thank yous to go along. Our thanks and a heartfelt thank you tonight to Ray Malaspina. A couple of extra buttons to make sure everything up and running here tonight. Great job out of him. For my partner, Eddie Iacopinti, and our halftime guest, Greg Fascomi, Matt Harmon saying so long from Lynchburg. Liberty wins it here tonight, 45-15. We're back on the air next Saturday afternoon around 12:45 for the pregame show. Kickoff for the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh at 1 p.m. Get there at Kessler Field. You've been listening tonight to Monmouth University Football on the Shore Sports Network.